I was waiting at a tram stop to get to Flinders Station one Sunday morning while working for a Korean migrant church in Oakley. At the time, I was youth minister and I was living in a Parkville, almost Carlton. But usually, Sunday morning had a few tram schedules, and missing one meant being late for our Sunday worship service. But I must be on time there because I'm the only one who had a church key. So if I was late, nobody get in. But on that particular day, the tram was running behind the schedule. I was waiting for 10 minutes, then 20 minutes, but no problem for me. I thought maintaining hope that the tram would arrive soon. But unfortunately, it continued to elude me. But finally, I spotted a tram approaching. Hooray! But the tram was not in service. Oh my goodness. So, leaving of us at the tram stop, disappointed, and some voiced their frustration. Are you kidding me? Really, someone said, are you kidding me? To the tram driver. And while others, like me, just gave up and started walking to Flinders Street Station from Carlton. Quite a long way, isn't it? But 5 minutes, 6 minutes later, as I walked, I think you can guess, the tram I had been waiting for 50 minutes passed right in front of me. So, what a lucky, what unlucky, yeah. So, finally, I got taxi to Oakley from city. So, yeah, I paid quite $100, yes. Oh, I don't want to remember again. So, this story illustrates the power of hope and expectation. The anticipation was the tram's arrival kept me waiting. I don't like waiting, but the anticipation of the tram's arrival kept me waiting on the tram stop for 50 minutes. But it didn't show up emotions like anger and disappointment surfaced. The uncertainty of when the tram would come was known only to the tram driver. Those who persevered until the tram arrived was rewarded. But while who gave up like me missed out. In today's Bible readings, Isaiah speaks of hope, emphasizing that our hope stems from being God's people. In Gospel of Mark, Jesus foretells events in the world and encourages his followers to stay vigilant. as no one knows who the Son of Man will come. I forgot it, so. Okay. The hope of the coming Jesus sustained these believers through persecution and oppression and enabling them to share their faith and hope with others. This Advent season, that same hope continues to inspire us. My beloved brothers and sisters, consider your hope for yourself, your family, and our community, and in the world. In a world marked by increasing challenges, we acknowledge war, oppression, poverty, hunger, broken relationships, natural disasters, greed, and violence. But despite these, we can wait and prepare for hope. Without hope, there would be no reason for us to gather here. There would be no reason to pray. Our collective presence in worship and prayers is a testament to the hope we share, the hope of the coming Jesus Christ, our Savior. May this Advent season be a testament of preparation and anticipation as we eagerly await the arrival of our Savior, our Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Merciful God, may this Advent season be a time of profound preparation and eager anticipations as we await the arrival of our Savior. Let the hope that inspired believers of the past continue to inspire us today and guide us in spreading that hope to others. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.